You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Shep. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles, over 4,500 on the Sonic, over 12,500 on the Tahoe. You won't believe what you can say. Stop in, check it out right now at Lakewood Shep.
Andy Strickland joins us where the St. Louis Blues and Colton Parayko earlier today, kind of down at the last moment, avoided arbitration, signing a five-year extension worth $5.5 million per season. Parayko was asking for 4.8 in a one-year deal. The Blues were counting 3.6 and 3.1 on two, so they obviously jumped up significantly to a 5.5 over 5 years. And Andy, you watch the Blues every night. Now, we had Colton in studio a few weeks ago, and he talked about how, you know what, he hasn't had to face the top guys all the time because Pietrangelo and Bouwmeester have done it. He's obviously done it a little bit. Do you expect that to change this year? Will that be maybe more of a 50-50 split with him and Edmondson, possibly seeing more of the top lines?
Well, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, Alex Pietrangelo plays the right side. So does Parayko. I don't see him taking over for Pietrangelo heading into the season. Pietrangelo is considered one of the top players in the league at his position, as you know. And Parayko is certainly right there. I mean, the bottom line is you've got two pretty good scoring lines. You've got star players playing on second lines throughout the National Hockey League right now. I mean, is it mean he wouldn't see Crosby in a game against Pittsburgh and just Pietrangelo would see that assignment? You know, would he see Malkin? I mean, you obviously have to let that play out. But, you know, Colton Parayko is going to be counted on not just this season, but moving forward. And over the course of this five-year deal, he's going to see plenty of good players and be out there and assigned to shut down the best players on the other team. Plus, he can give you a lot of, you know, options on special teams. I'm most interested, to be honest, Jason, to see where he and how he develops as an offensive player. We all know that he can defend. He's a big, long, rangy defenseman who can, you know, skate with the best players in the world. I mean, his first three steps are there, and he's an explosive skater for a guy who's 6'5". So defensively, I'm not concerned at all about Colton Parayko. I'm not concerned about him offensively either, but I do want to see, you know, how he evolves and how that area of his game, you know, really improves over the course of the length of his contract, because I think that's probably the biggest area of improvement, and that's probably the biggest thing that most people are interested to see in terms of where he, how he develops with Kevin Shattenkirk now no longer with the Blues.
The one thing he talked about with us is he feels that he's got an opportunity to be a little bit more aggressive at times. You know, he's just such a big body, obviously very strong. He's never going to be somebody that's going to be a fighter or anything like that, but just he feels he could become a little bit more assertive physically at time and use his strength and size to his advantage.
Well, I think it's the physicality. You know, people want him to be mean. They look at his size and they think, well, he should be, you know, a fierce, in-your-face player that, you know, fights and you know, kind of brings that element to the game, game in and game out. I don't see that really becoming a part of who he is. I mean, you'd like to see that be there. I mean, just think of Colton Parayko, as big as he is, if he just snapped once or twice a year, you know? I mean, obviously the rest of the league would certainly take notice because of how big and how strong he is and what he's capable of doing. But, you know, at the end of the day, you can't manufacture that. You are who you are. And, you know, we'll just have to wait and see if he's able to bring that area of his game into his repertoire. You know, thus far in his career, he hasn't shown that. But, you know, it's about the physicality, using body position and winning battles, you know, being willing to throw the body around and finish checks. I mean, that's, you know, a way to play mean as well. You know, being able to handle yourself in the corners and in front of the net. I mean, those are areas where you'd like to see that area really, you know, maybe, you know, get to the level of what a lot of people expect to see from a guy of his size.
Any other moves you see for the Blues this offseason?
You know, it'll be interesting. The one thing about Doug Armstrong, you just never know, Jason, like what he's got up his sleeve. I mean, you wouldn't anticipate it. You know, they may bring in some guys on PTOs. They've done that in the past, and they've signed some guys in the past who have come in on professional tryouts, and there's still some guys who are out there. So we'll have to wait and see who gets signed between now and, you know, middle of September when training camps begin. But I wouldn't expect too much. I mean, Doug Armstrong said prior to the Parayko signing that, all the heavy lifting was done. They obviously made some moves at the trade, at the draft, you know, bringing in Braden Schenn, and then of course making the trade with Pittsburgh, sending Ryan Reeves over to Pittsburgh. So I wouldn't anticipate any major moves coming out of St. Louis between now and the beginning of training camp.
Any chance they re-sign Upshaw?
You know, I think it's a good question, and I think the longer he sits, maybe that does become an option. You know, I'm surprised, to be honest with you, that, you know, Scotty Upshaw hasn't gotten more interest. I mean, here's a guy who, you talk about skating, we get so focused on, you know, the age of players in today's game. And if you're north of 30, 31, 32, it's almost like, well, we can just replace him with a guy who's 24, 25. But we're not talking about a guy that's going to break the bank and make a bunch of money. And, you know, for a 24 or 25-year-old to come in and be a fourth-line player and kill penalties and be a good locker room guy and bring that level of experience, just because they're younger doesn't mean they can do it better. And Scotty Upshaw proved to be the last couple of years as a guy who is a pretty valuable player. He's one of the more popular players in the room. He can kill penalties. He's been on teams that obviously have had a whole lot of success, and he can skate, and I think he scored 10 goals last year, you know? So this guy can certainly still play in the National Hockey League. And, again, I'm a little surprised he hasn't yet signed.
And one last one for you that was interesting because of all the teams folding and everything. Klim Kostin, who the Blues ended up getting in that trade with Braden Schenn as well, and a lot of people think might turn out, and it's always a might, the steal of the draft considering his ability and injuries and some other things. Is he going to be playing in the American League this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's where he'll start, unless he just, you know, completely tears it up in Traverse City and brings that to the preseason and training camp, and then all of a sudden team has a decision to make. I mean, you bring up Parayko. A couple of years ago, he was supposed to, you know, there were basically three defensemen that were competing for one spot, and two of them ended up making the team, and Joel Edmondson and Colton Parayko. So, you know, you never know what can happen in training camp. They've got a couple of other young guys, too, and Tage Thompson, who's an offensive player. They have Jordan Kyrou, who was one of the top scorers in the Ontario Hockey League last year playing for Sarnia. So they've got some guys that are knocking on the door. Jake Wallman's a young defenseman who I think is going to have a real strong chance of not only making the roster, Jason, but I predict he's going to have a similar impact that Colton Parayko had 2 years ago. I think he's that good. Watching him during the prospect camp was completely head and shoulders above everybody else. And, you know, he finished the year in the American Hockey League, and the American Hockey League coaches last season into the playoffs, who are on the staff now in Daryl Sador and of course, Chief, who also came onto the staff as well, who was the head coach last year down in the American Hockey League with the Chicago Wolves. These guys were raving about him last year during the playoffs. So I won't be shocked if he makes the roster. But Klim Kostin, you never know. If he tears it up, you know, he could certainly make some for some tough decisions. But I will say this, he hasn't played since December. So even though he's skating and basically cleared and he's ready to go and he will participate in Traverse City, they probably want to see him play some games at minimum for a handful of games in the American Hockey League, if not most of next season.
Yeah, I would think they would be smart. And because they have so many other offensive guys, they're not in a need to have to rush a player just yet.
No, you got to introduce him to the pro game over here in North America, which he's never played in. And I think the biggest issue is he's coming off a serious shoulder injury. Let his legs get, you know, adjusted also, get back into game shape. And there is no rush, like you said. But, again, how he performs in preseason and at Traverse City will have a lot to say as to how long he stays down there in the American League.
Andy, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
All right, Jason. You do the same. Take care.